Hello? Yes, Gordy? What, now? Oh, all right. Go on, Dickie. Gordon says start talking.
Oh, all right. Well, here we are, everybody, with another bandwagon. And tonight, we're actually broadcasting from the flat. In fact, we're so busy with our packing. Oh, Arthur, do be quiet.
Well, we must get on with the packing. I'm very sorry, playmates. We won't be able to give you much attention tonight.
You see, at 9:30 tonight, the flat's being taken over by the new tenant, Mr. Great Tricks Newman.
Curse him, the upstart folderol.
So we've got to have all our things cleared out of the place by then.
Yes, and so I know you'll excuse us, playmates, if we get on with our work. Thanks, that is so. Well, come on, Dickie, let's pack the clock now.
Yes, well, where are we going to put it? The string bed's full.
Oh, we'll find a corner to put it in the suitcase. Oh, look, here's a letter in the clock.
Oh, go on, what is it?
All right, give me time. Oh, Dickie, it's your letter of introduction to me just before the first bandwagon. It's been in the clock all the time. No wonder it's always 8:30.
Well, do read it, babe.
Well, it's headed BBCW1. Now, listen, playmates, this will interest you. It says, Dear Mr. Askey, re-propose new variety feature. As you refuse to release us from our contract, we have reluctantly arranged for you to broadcast in 3 weekly programs with an option for a further 3 weeks if, by any chance, you are successful. The bearer of this letter, one Richard Murdoch, has been appointed by us to ask you the questions, and we expect you to provide funny answers. Yours faithfully, the BBC. Oh, look, Dickie, there's something on the back as well. Oh,
yes, it's the first words we ever said.
Oh, yes, we were so nervous in those days, we used to write everything down, didn't we?
Yeah.
Now, listen, playmates, no fooling. This is really how bandwagon started on the 5th of January, 1938.
Right, are you ready?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the first of our new series of variety programs.
Hey, Dickie, I'm writing to Mother. Has bandwagon got 2 G's or a drag tractor?
As I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to...
Well, now, come on, get on with it. We haven't got all night, you know.
I've got to make an announcement, I know that.
Yes, and the trouble with you is you know so little and know it so fluently.
Shh! Quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for the interruption. It was Arthur Askey, our resident comedian in person. Nobody knows why he's called the resident comedian, because he doesn't live here either.
And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the resident technical hitch.
Arthur, I'm supposed to be running this show.
You run it? You couldn't run a temperature. Don't you realize you're supposed to make people laugh?
Well, don't I make you laugh?
Well, you make me scream, but that doesn't help the listeners. They can't see you. Yes, well, very funny, you should say.
Very
okay, well, make your announcement. Big-hearted Arthur, that's me. Dickie, that was the first time I'd said it. Big-hearted Arthur, that's me.
And we rarely said all that, Arthur.
Yes, we must have sounded pretty loud. We couldn't have sounded very good, could we?